You've been behaving yourself quite well these last few weeks. You've gotten used to being naked, you've refrained from masturbating even when you got hard at random, and the number of random erections you've had has declined. You've taken every one of your spankings just the way you should. I still notice you looking at your cousin's feet, but you have stopped looking at mine. She does insist on wearing open-toed shoes and flip-flops, which is probably part of it. So, even though you do look, I think that you still deserve a reward. Yes, a reward. You've been such a good boy. I think you deserve a bath. Yes, a bath. A warm, splashy, wet bath. Did you just try to hide your silly little dick? Well, I suppose reflexes do take a while to retrain. Come on, into the bathroom with you. I bathed you plenty of times when you were a baby. It was one of the ways I saw you naked, after all. Let me just fill up the tub. I think that's a perfect temperature. All right. Let's see. While that's filling, where's the soap? There it is, and a cloth from here. All right. Let's see. Well, I'm going to start with your feet. All right, that looks deep enough. In you go. There's rather a lot of you, isn't there? All long and skinny, just like your dick. Maybe the both of you will fill out someday. Oh, no, I'm not going to rush your prick. Not yet. No, I still have to finish your legs. Yes. Scrub, scrub, scrub. There we go. Scrub, scrub, scrub. All right. Show me your hands. There we go. Now up your arm. Dun, 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 dun. All right, and your other arm. All right, turn away from me so I can wash your back. There we go. All right, turn away from me so I can wash your back. There we go. You've been spending a fair amount of time with your cousin these days. What do you two get up to? Nothing. Really. You hang out with her friends and play games. That's a productive use of your summer. The library? Oh, and the museum. I see. All right, turn around. Okay. There, your front is clean. All right, turn around again. On your knees and lean over with your hands against the wall. Yes, I'm washing your ass. How else is it supposed to get clean? No, I'm trying to help you avoid the temptation to play with yourself without permission. You've been so good, after all. And what sort of awful person would I be if I put you in a position where you could only fail? There, your balls are clean. Turn around and I'll wash the last part of you that needs washing. Yes, I am wet. It's hard to wash another person and stay dry. You're staring at my breasts. No, no, I said you were to have a reward. Here, let me make it easier for you to see them. Breasts are a perfectly normal part of a woman's body to be fascinated by, you know. There, take a good look. You like them, don't you? Your dick's getting bigger, or as big as it can get, while you look and I wash it. You don't think I got it clean enough? You want me to wash it again, more slowly this time? And just how would you ask? Very good. Since you asked so politely and with a minimum of prodding, I think I'll indulge you. You're a very squirmy boy tonight. You also haven't had your second orgasm of the day, either. I want you to let the water out, Then turn on the shower and rinse yourself off.
No, no play. That's right. You're becoming quite the good boy. Here's your towel. Yes, you're doing so well tonight. I keep revising your reward because of it. Now that you're mostly dry, I want you to put your towel down in the bottom of the tub. Fold it up first. That's it. Now, I want you to kneel at that end, facing me. Yes, that's what the towel is for.
Be patient, please. I need to get myself ready. My clothes are wet. That's why I'm removing them.
Ah, that was a good catch. You either almost touched yourself or covered yourself, and either one would have been, well, at least a reprimand.
I know that you and your cousin think that I am wholly against masturbation in any form. I am not, in fact, but I firmly believe that you should only masturbate a few times a week. Most young people don't have the self-discipline to do such a thing, and thus end up masturbating whenever and sometimes wherever the whim strikes, leading to so much wasted time. Who knows what the world would be like today if inventors invented and researchers researched instead of playing with themselves. Today is one of my 3 days for masturbating this week, and it's more efficient for me if I get myself off while observing you. It's not as if I haven't seen you playing with yourself after all. What? Of course I meant it. You're not going to come quickly, though, are you?
Yes, I am wet. Obedience is one of the things I like best, and you have been very good tonight. Can you hear it, how wet I am? Yes.
You can touch yourself, you know. You have my permission to play with your silly little dick.
That's it. Yes, there you go.
Go on. Yeah. Look how red your dick is. You're going so slowly. Teasing yourself, drawing it out, making it last. Is that the way you like it? Oh, it's good. I'm getting there. Once I've come, you may come. I'm so close. I'm so close. And that's another reason for not doing it all the time. Because if you deny yourself for a little while, it feels good. All right. You can come anytime you'd like. Oh, go on. Go on. That's it. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah. Oh. You're such a good boy. Go on, come for Andy. That's it. Oh. Oh, yes. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, look at you. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's a good boy. Good job. What a good boy. Alrighty. Now, you can rinse down the tub and then get into your pajamas. I'll give you 30 minutes before I come in to give you your bedtime spanking. Oh, and one more thing, darling. Since you have behaved so very well, you may most certainly invite your best friend over for the weekend. And we'll skip the usual routine while he's here. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're quite welcome.